Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Minimalism. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and if you're feeling like that little notification chime is more addictive than your morning coffee, well, you're not alone. We've all been there, right? That constant urge to check our phones, even when we know we should be doing something else. But what's really going on in our brains when we get sucked into the digital vortex? Today, we're diving deep into the science behind screen time addiction and uncovering some surprising truths about how technology is rewiring our minds. Ever felt like your phone has a mind of its own, constantly demanding your attention? You know that feeling when you try to put it down for just 5 minutes, but suddenly an hour has vanished, and you're scrolling through memes you couldn't even remember seeing? Well, turns out there are some seriously fascinating reasons why our brains get so hooked on screens. First up, dopamine. Remember the feel-good chemical that gets released when we eat a delicious meal or achieve something awesome? Yep, that's dopamine, and technology has figured out how to trigger it like crazy. Every like, every notification, even just a quick scroll through our feeds, bam. Dopamine rush. It's basically a constant high that makes us want more and more. But here's the catch. Over time, our brains need bigger and bigger hits of dopamine to feel satisfied. Think of it like a video game. You start with easy levels, but soon you need more challenging puzzles and faster action just to get the same thrill. With screens, that means we constantly crave more likes, more followers, more news, more content. It's a vicious cycle. Then there's the whole fear of missing out factor, or FOMO as the cool kids call it. We're bombarded with curated feeds showcasing everyone else's seemingly perfect lives, trips, parties, achievements. This constant comparison can make us feel insecure and anxious, pushing us to check our phones even more in a desperate attempt to keep up. But here's something to think about. Those curated feeds are just a highlight reel, not the whole picture. Remember that time you shared a funny meme online, but only got a few likes? It happens to everyone. Another key player is what we call cognitive flexibility. Think of it like your brain's ability to switch gears and focus on different tasks. When we're constantly bombarded with notifications and digital distractions, our cognitive flexibility suffers. We become more easily distracted, have trouble concentrating, and even struggle with complex decision-making. Imagine trying to solve a challenging puzzle while someone keeps interrupting you with random trivia. Not exactly the ideal scenario for peak performance. Now, let's talk about a real-life example. Picture this. You're at a dinner party, catching up with friends. You're laughing, having meaningful conversations, and actually enjoying yourself. But then, your phone buzzes. A notification pops up. Suddenly, you find yourself glued to the screen, scrolling through social media while missing out on the actual conversation happening around you. This scenario plays out every day in countless situations, family gatherings, important meetings, even romantic dates. Think about it. When was the last time you truly unplugged and just enjoyed the present moment without being tethered to your phone? So what's the takeaway? Understanding the science behind screen time addiction is crucial because it empowers us to make informed choices. It's not about becoming a Luddite and ditching technology altogether. It's about finding that sweet spot where we use it intentionally and mindfully, instead of letting it control us. Remember, you're in charge. Set boundaries, prioritize real-life connections, and reclaim your attention. The world is full of amazing experiences waiting to be had, and you deserve to be present for them. Ready to take action? Start by identifying your personal screen time triggers. What apps or activities suck you in the most? Then set some realistic goals for reducing your usage. Maybe start with turning off notifications during specific times of day or designating phone-free zones in your home. Even small changes can make a big difference. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences. Join the conversation on social media using hashtag DigitalMinimalismDaily. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn from each other and navigate this digital world together. Until next time, stay mindful, stay connected, and keep it real.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.